Peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There's not a person who has ever lived who hasn't expressed some matter of sadness or grief in some way or another at some time or another. Sadness along with, well, anger and joy and fear and disgust. These are the main emotions in our experience as humans. If you saw the Pixar movie Inside Out, then you know that how our minds are sort of actually controlled by these emotions. In our younger days, the emotions take turns and sometimes compete with one another for space in our head. And as we grow up, we learn that these emotions can work together. Our memories, in fact, are labeled by these emotions. We don't necessarily remember what actually happened. We remember, rather, how we felt when something happened. And that creates the recollection of the details. So it's not to say that joy is good and sadness is bad. We need both, along with all of the others. But sadness and grief can hurt. And none of us wants to dwell in that space longer than needed, necessarily. So when those difficult feelings of uncertainty and uncomfortableness persist, we often look for something or someone to blame. As if an enemy is holding the knife stuck in our back, even turning it to cut deeper. And deeper. If we let anger take over, it's possible, even likely, that something will blow up and create more pain and grief in the process. And if we give in to despair, then all hope is lost. And in this place between anger and despair is the space of lament. We've been talking about lament this season, peeling back the layers of lament to understand how this healthy and appropriate expression of pain and loss can reveal hope and even joy in the unlikeliest of places. A couple of weeks back, we pulled back the layer of little laments, those parts of our lives that bring sadness but are mostly able to be endured, especially with the help of friends and family and certainly the promises of God. Last week's layer of lament was the kind that reveals deep and lasting pain, the grief that cannot be forgotten, never severed from our souls. This is the kind of grief that our lament names as unbearable, and for which we cry out to God because we know that only God can ease the suffering this deep. Today we peek under the layer of individual lament. What does it mean for us to bear these griefs and sorrows in our own hearts? How does God walk with us even when we feel utterly alone? The psalmist has perhaps already allowed anger to seep into the grief, believing that no one, not even God, is willing to stand with him in this time of trial. The hiddenness of God is a reality that most are unwilling to acknowledge as truth. But the psalmist names it, "How long, O Lord? How long will you forget me? How long will you hide? How long will confusion take the place of your peace? How long will my enemies triumph over me?" Obviously, this is not a new experience of pain for this one who cries out, but this is a burden long laid on the shoulders of the one who had trusted in the mercy of God. The psalmist even makes demands of God. "Look at me. Answer my prayer," the psalmist begs. Mary, the sister of Lazarus, wasn't afraid to look Jesus in the eye and demand an answer for when, after 4 days, he finally comes and meets her at the bedside of grief. Mary's words are an accusation. Where on earth have you been? And yet Jesus does not retreat from Mary's affront. He does not scowl back at her. If there's one thing that lament teaches us, it's that expressing our pain, naming the grief, crying out, even directing some of that anger at God, is a good thing. Jesus expresses sorrow, sheds tears, allows the depths of his soul to tighten and twist at the experience of grief. Jesus shares the pain of his friend Mary and grieves along with the many, grieves with us. And out of that expression of pain, not without it, a trust and a hope is able to emerge. The psalmist knows the joy of God's love, and Mary and the others feel the warmth of skin of Lazarus when the grave clothes are removed, and he is able to embrace them once more. Lament is sorrow that leads to joy. Joy that once was wrapped in death, joyous praise that once was words spoken in anger. And the emotions that rule our lives are even subject to the will of God, it seems. For God has promised that tears of sorrow and grief will be swallowed up in the gift of life as we gather with the saints around the throne of God. Amen. We take this time to gather an offering for this night.